Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
This is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, now twice on Saturdays, 3 to 5 and 5 to 7 p.m. Each week, we will discuss, and we do discuss, and today's no exception, the most important issues for you to take control of you and your family's health. Plus, top guests at 3:30 and 5:30. This week's guest, the Bloat Cure, 101 Natural Solutions for Real and Lasting Relief by physician Robin Chutkan, C-H-U-T-K-A-N-A. This is a wonderful book, and especially the way it's laid out. You can find out what you have and then what you should do about it. It is done in a marvelous way. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour. The Bloat Cure by Robin Chutkan. In the meantime, what are the best stories? Well, the first one I've got to apologize for. That is, for some reason, whether it's spring or fall, whatever it is, I've got incredibly bad ragweed today. Just came out all of a sudden. And so I'm coughing and sneezing and blowing and whatever. So I apologize if I do that. I'm going to try and not do it on air. But if I do it, I apologize for it. It hit me just walking a block. Got it for me outside. So all my walking, my 10,000 steps a day will be inside. What are the top stories for you that affect you and your family's health? Well, one, you should know you use sunscreen, but most of us use it poorly. What are the commonest men and women's mistakes? We'll get to that in just a second. The Alzheimer's segment, that is well beyond wellness. Alzheimer's may be due to inflammation from infection. This totally changes the way we think about Alzheimer's. It's not waste products from the brain, but maybe an infection of the brain that the brain tries to wall off. That's one of the top stories, and we'll talk about what that means and why coconut oil then becomes especially dangerous for you, just like it does for the animal models of Alzheimer's disease. Yoga plus meditation improves your brain function in a 6-month study. We'll tell you what they mean by doing them together. The delay in dealing with dementia can bring dangers for patients and for families. Stem cell repair is the key to longevity. Stanford researchers, you know I've said this all along, there are 14 hot areas of research into aging. We all need our stem cells. They're what repairs things when we injure them, whether it's sunburn or heartburn, but we waste our stem cells on those. What you really need them for is your heart and your brain and the other vital organs. Well, it turns out this was a great study at Stanford, and they got people who had stabilized after strokes. 2 years after stroke, the person isn't getting better anymore. They then did this special experiment that we'll talk about. In fact, in the next 6 months, if I had a stroke, I'd probably try and rush after I stabilized to Stanford for this procedure. And we'll talk about it because they're stunned by the results from stem cell changes that they did with these people. The medical lessons from Muhammad Ali, we'll get to that and why it means something to you. And there'll be 20 million cancer survivors by 2030, maybe 50 million by 2050. And why that's a problem and what you can do to just prevent cancer from the beginning. We'll also talk about the FDA proposes guidelines for salt added to food. And the guest segment, as I said already, the Bloat Cure. In the second hour, we're going to talk about Americans are getting fatter than ever, how not to be, what we've learned. Well beyond wellness, just jump. Fearing drugs, real side effects. Millions of Americans are taking chances with osteoporosis. What you should do. And how neighborhoods can cut diabetes and obesity risk. Gas-filled balloon, is that for you? Does that help with obesity? The answer is yes, but we'll tell you about it. And then migraines are tied to a 50% increase in risk of heart attack and stroke. And why one of my faculty members in the Wellness Institute at the Cleveland Clinic emailed me immediately on seeing that story and saying they're both caused by the same problem. I'll tell you what that is. And then, after a secret Harvard meeting, scientists announced plans for synthetic human genomes. Well, let's get to two quick ones in that we can get to before the first break. This one is, you know you should use sunscreen. How much is right? Well, the amount, let me go and tell you my biases on this. The chemical sunscreens, if you just use one form or another, look like they cause toxicity over time to your liver and other organs. So what should you do? It appears to me you should use the physical sunscreen. That's what I do. Zinc oxide. Now, there are many manufacturers of it because it's not a patented thing. Micronized zinc oxide can be in many things. When I was growing up, we used the zinc oxide physical block. It gets both UVB and UVA. So that's one of the great benefits of a physical block. You put it on, it's micronized so you don't see it. It's not that oily. And what do men miss? Men are particularly likely to miss their scalps and back of the necks, while women are more likely to miss the chest and neck areas. The second point that we should be is everybody misses the bottom of the feet, and yeah, you do need to put it on the bottom of your feet too. How much do you use on a day? Well, you need a shot glass, 1 ounce, to get you the full amount every, if you will, day, and that's important, the full amount to get for you, 1 ounce. Put it on every day on your hands, necks, scalp, whatever is exposed, especially the back of the neck for guys, remember, and the neck for women. Put it on every day. And then when you go to the beach, really put it on and reapply it every day. So that's one of our quick hitters. Use sunscreen, but use it right. What about, and use it seriously. My daughter and I have a campaign. I tell her I'll clear up my mail if she'll use sunscreen. And she's now using sunscreen. So thank you, Jennifer. The other article I wanted to get to right away was this article on bacteria. That is, in American military researchers identified the first patient in the United States with bacteria that are resistant to colistin, which is the antibiotic of last resort. Now, I did a story on this earlier the week on the medical news up in at WSYR in Syracuse, New York, and I got the nicest letter from a gentleman back who was saying, and all I said was that Central New York was really important in the campaign to for antibiotics. They had developed a lot of antibiotics. And I got this wonderful note back, and I'm going to read you part of this note because it was so nice a note. Central New York was one of the founders of antibiotics, and the problem with antibiotics is that they don't have a long-lasting effect. In other words, you use it, you pee it out, you have to use it again, but you only use it for 14 days and you get rid of the infection. So blood pressure pills, cholesterol management pills, you have to use them for the whole year, right? And they sell much more, and the companies are much happier with you. But with antibiotics, there isn't a lot of investment in new ones since they were really developed largely by Bristol Myers Squibb and Robbins in upstate New York, because there isn't a huge use of them after the 14 days. So I said this about Central New York, but one of these things is a bacteria has gotten a colistin resistant. If it mates with one of the CPE resistant, the other antibiotic resistant bacteria, and bacteria are promiscuous, they mate with just any other bacteria. If they start mating and sharing their DNA, we could be in trouble. How do we do it? Well, you have to use other bacteria, you'll have to use probiotics, you'll have to do other things that are clever to get rid of it. When we come back, I'm going to read you this story about lady from upstate New York, and I should tell you, it's Terrence McGinn, who's the Lee Moyne class of
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Hey, there he is. How's it going?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you going to shake my hand or what?
I'm having a stroke.
Wow, you're not even moving your arm.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you okay?
I'm having a stroke.
Your face looks weird too.
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having a seizure or something?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Are you being fooled by the numbers game when it comes to probiotics? Are you being taken in by probiotic marketers, those who don't even manufacture the probiotics they're selling to you? Brands that are overstuffed with excessive billions of probiotic strains, attempting to compensate for the hoax that probiotics don't need to be refrigerated? Well, if you're not using Natron probiotics, then sadly, the answer is yes, you are. Natron is the only true probiotic manufacturer that cultivates its own probiotic strains and handles every phase of creating the product themselves right here in the U.S. That's why at Natron, we don't just sell probiotics, we sell results. Are you taking the very best probiotic for your needs? To help you find the answers, Natron is offering a free, no-obligation probiotic consultation. Sign up free today at natron.com. That's N-A-T-R-E-N.com. Just click on the free consultation icon on the homepage and schedule a time that's most convenient. Natron.com.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Michael Roizen, MD. Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is the story. This was written to me by Terry McGinn, Terrence McGinn, who was in the Le Moyne College class of 1987, writing about her dad and mom. From the point when Mr. Gottstein graduated and continued through his career at Bristol, he, along with many other scientists, were tasked with researching and developing new antibiotics for the company. As in the case with research, they were quite often straddled with obstacles that seemed insurmountable. Gottstein and others pondered how they would overcome these obstacles when it appeared they would hit a dead end. Then one of them said, Dr. McGinn would know how to fix this. Yes, they would all agree, but they said they would also were said that my dad taught them how to solve problems on their own through his teachings because he would not always be with them. Dad was a realist and knew his time on Earth was relatively short. It was then that this group of scientists, Mom included, decided they would have to trick Dad, and that's what they did. Excuse me. Second for my throat is sore, so hold on a sec. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, the group knew that he would eat his lunch alone in one of his lecture halls promptly at 12:30. They decided to bring their brown paper bag lunches to the lecture hall promptly at that time. It was at this time, several times a week, that the group would eat their lunches with their organic chemistry teacher and ask him questions relating to their research projects. He would jump to one of many blackboards which lined the walls of the lecture hall, and he would go to town drawing chemical equations and chemical compounds on these boards, thus offering alternatives and solutions to the already exhausted young scientists. Well, as Mr. Gottstein put it, as Dad wrote on the boards, they transcribed everything he wrote onto their brown paper bags. They took the brown paper bags back to Bristol and turned all these writings into brand new antibiotics. He said they become known as the brown bag antibiotics to young research scientists. He told me that my dad was responsible for hundreds of new antibiotic and chemical compounds which were developed Bristol-Myers during his career. He said that my dad had made those scientists very rich, both financially and intellectually. My mom, as I stated, lasted only a few years before leaving Bristol to marry Dad. I believe she got the highest of any possible rewards in the scenario. Actually, all of us probably got this reward because we got better antibiotics because of that Mr. McGinn, Dr. McGinn. So thank you for sending that story along. But it tells you that we aren't developing the new antibiotics very much anymore because there isn't as much money and financial reward in it. So the government has said that in order to do this, maybe the military has to develop this because otherwise we may be up the creek without antibiotics. What have we done in the meantime? Well, as you know from a Clostridium difficile story that we've told on this show many times, that is a fecal transplant using good antibiotics to kill off the bad ones or to overwhelm the bad ones seems to be what we're going to in many stories now. And having good antibiotics with you, good bacteria in your gut, is in fact key. That is not good antibiotics, but good bacteria in your gut may be key to keeping diseases at bay. So that's that story. And I thought it was such a great story, I couldn't resist telling it to you. One I want to get to is a very fascinating one, which I don't want to miss. So I'm skipping out of order. For those of you who do get our Radio MD subscribe list beforehand, I try and send out before the show the order of the stories we're going to talk about. So if you're really interested in one or more of them, you can focus on those and read the full story. But this is a story about Alzheimer's and a new team of researchers at Harvard who led to a different hypothesis. Their hypothesis, traditionally we've thought of Alzheimer's as the brain puts out amyloid as a waste product. That amyloid attracts inflammation, breaks up into tau bands, which further have inflammation. The inflammation kills the brain cells, kills the connections, which leads to memory loss and brain dysfunction. So it was thought this waste product of amyloid, the poop, if you will, of the brain cells, was the major problem. But this study, and the major trigger of Alzheimer's, but this study in fact says, and by the way, Ben, our engineer, you should know I'm on the 50 line as well, so if you want to get comments to me, feel free to use that web chat. And by the way, if you want to talk to us, you can contact Ben at 844-305-7800 or email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and hopefully we'll get your story and put you on. But in any case, the Alzheimer's, so now what these researchers did is they inject a herpes virus in mice and guinea pig brains, and what they then found is the cells put the amyloid around this, trying to wall it off, trying to keep the infection in a small area. Well, that amyloid that they walled this infection off with then attracted inflammation, and that led to memory loss and brain dysfunction. So they said maybe it is a infection that is causing the whole problem. Well, what that means is things that break down the barrier between your bloodstream and your brain for infectious particles and infectious viruses would be a hazard. And that's really the key part of this story, is what can you do differently to decrease your rate of brain infections? We know what people can do to increase them. If they look at the animal models, those things that increase them, such as coconut oil and palm oil and other saturated fats, and things that break down that blood-brain barrier to infections, seem to increase long-term your risk of brain inflammatory disease and brain dysfunction. So the message of this new study from Harvard is, do things to protect your body and your brain from infections. And one of the keys is just have healthy fats, avoid the unhealthy fats. Coming at the bottom of the hour in 3 minutes is, in fact, the bloat cure. Robin Chutkin, C-H-U-T-K-A-N. Robin, I apologize. Robin Chutkin, The Bloat Cure. Wonderful book on 101 natural solutions for real and lasting relief. I love the way this book is written. It talks about all the things that give you bloat and what you can do about them. So it goes through the 101 things that are the cause of bloat, everything from pancreatitis and pancreatic cancer, irritable bowel syndrome, gluten sensitivity. We're going to talk to Robin Chutkin, C-H-U-T-K-U-N, a great doctor. She's just a sensational doctor. I've known that for a lot of years. Those of you who are in Washington, D.C. area, lucky to have her in your area. But Robin Chutkin at Georgetown is, in fact, a great doctor, talking about things that are common but disturbing for all of us, and this one, the bloat cure. She's previously had a number of other excellent articles in her past. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I've got the time wrong, so Ben, tell me how much time we have left. And I have not heard the music, Ben, so just in case you're playing it, I haven't heard it. So, yeah, you're learning all the secrets. Ben plays this music to give me a 30-second warning on when we've got to get out of the segment. So we will get that 30 seconds right now. So I've got about 20 seconds to tell you that Robert Chutkin will be with us. She's the author of Gut Bliss and the Microbiome Solution. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order The Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's The Eye Care Revolution.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
You listen when your body says, I'm tired, or I'm hungry. Are you listening? Would you listen if your body said, I have pain and pressure in my abdomen. I feel bloated for no good reason. Or I get too full too fast. I'm spotting, but I've already gone through menopause. Or I have to go to the bathroom more often and more urgently than usual. These can be signs of a gynecologic cancer, like cervical, ovarian, uterine, vaginal, and vulvar cancers. Symptoms aren't the same for everyone. If your body says something may be wrong, please listen, learn the symptoms, and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the passionate show that helps you take control of you and your family's health. That is, it teaches you what you can do to stay well and to get well if you're not there. And one of the great people we've had on before is Dr. Robin Chutkan. Dr. Chutkan is author of The Bloat Cure. She's previously been author of Gut Bliss and The Microbiome Solution. She was wonderful in our interview we had back probably a couple years ago now on The Microbiome Solution, and I've been negligent in not having her back sooner, but she's written a new book called The Bloat Cure, and I actually love the way this book is outlined. So it is 101 things alphabetically arranged to tell you what could be causing bloating and what you can specifically do about it. So it is meant, I guess, for you to look through it. In fact, let's ask Dr. Chutkan how she intends for people to use it. Robin, thank you for coming on.
She is a faculty member.
You are a faculty member at Georgetown University Medical School. She got her MD from Columbia, and she also founded the Center for Digestive Center for Women. How should people use this book?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me back on. It's a pleasure to be with you again. I really wanted to empower people to be a little bit of a medical detective when it comes to their bloating so they can figure out precisely what's causing it. So it is, as you described, divided into A to Z, 101 things, and you can flip through it. Some of the things are food-related. They're food intolerances and allergies, things like lactose intolerance and gluten intolerance and so on. There are even examples of healthy foods like cruciferous vegetables that can cause bloating. And then there's some more serious signs, too. They're sort of red flag signs for bloating for things that could mean ovarian cancer or colon cancer, as well as some more benign things like air swallowing that many people do and they're unaware of. So it really goes from A to Z, and each one is a page with the problem and the solution, and it's really meant as a guide to help you discover and fix the cause of your bloating.
So we have a question, and by the way, people can call in 844-305-7800, 844-305-7800, or ask questions, commonly they do, on the email line at udocs, youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. We have a question from, I think it's Rachel, who says, I notice that I have bloating every evening after I eat bread and when I go to sleep, but bread helps take care of what I think is acid reflux, and it does it in a safer way for me. And I don't get bloating when I eat bread at other times. Why do I get it at night, and what can I do? Is it just I've got to eat smaller portions?
Well, Rachel, thanks for sharing your problem with me, and there are a couple things that could be going on. Number one, you still could be a little gluten intolerant. As you know, gluten is a protein that's found in wheat, rye, and barley, so it's in most breads. Although, as you say, you've already done some medical sleuthing and figured out that it doesn't happen when you eat bread at other times. So I think what's going on is that you're overfilling the stomach. A lot of people don't realize that the stomach actually has a bedtime. Its contractility is tied to the light-dark cycle, what we call the circadian rhythm. And once the sun sets, the stomach barely contracts. So if that's when you're eating a fair amount of bread to ease your acid reflux, you're probably overfilling your stomach, and that's why you're getting bloated. So I would think about having an earlier dinner. I talk about having breakfast like a queen, lunch like a princess, and dinner like a pauper. So having more of your calories earlier in the day, it will help not only your bloating but also your acid reflux because, again, the stomach is more active during the day. So I want you to fill up a little earlier in the day, a bigger breakfast, bigger lunch, and think about a lighter, earlier dinner. And that way you will avoid having to have the bread to help the reflux, and you'll avoid the bloat, ideally. And maybe just a couple crackers instead of bread at night.
And I suppose the next question on that is it possible to... So I guess I've got a ton of questions based on what you said. So I didn't realize this. What is the hormonal process, or what's the process that keeps the stomach from emptying, from contracting? In other words, describe how the stomach gets rid of food for the audience and puts it through the intestine. And then what is it that is slowing the stomach at night? And is this really the reason we should be eating bigger breakfasts, medium-sized lunch, and really tiny dinners? And what do you do for people who like to go out to a bar afterwards?
Well, they're all great questions. So the process of digestion actually begins even before the food hits the mouth. When we think about food, we see food, we smell food, we start to salivate, and that saliva has digestive enzymes in it. So even before the food hits our digestive tract, which actually begins in the mouth, we're sort of getting ready. So we chew our food, the digestive enzymes and saliva start to pre-digest it, goes down the esophagus into the first part of the main digestive organ, the stomach. And in the stomach, more digestive enzymes start to break the food down. Now, the stomach has a bunch of different receptors that can sense the chemical composition of food. the stomach is able to figure out exactly how much protein, how much fat, how much carbohydrate. And of those three nutrients, fat really tends to be the hardest to digest. So one set of receptors in the stomach can sense if you've had a high-fat meal, it slows down the emptying of the stomach through something called a gastric pacemaker, which is a little set of nerves in the stomach that control how quickly it contracts. And the same thing, cortisol levels that are tied to the light-dark cycle can also affect the gastric pacemaker and the contractility of the stomach. So the worst combination is eating late at night and eating a high-fat meal, like a cheeseburger late at night. That's a killer. That's certainly going to cause reflux, even in people who don't normally have reflux, or a couple slices of cheese pizza at night. That can do it too. So the stomach has these receptors. Again, it can sense the chemical composition of the food and cortisol levels, which are secreted in a pattern that, again, goes along with the circadian rhythm, can affect that. Once the stomach gets churned up into small pieces in the stomach, the food gets churned up into small pieces in the stomach and then travels into the first part of the small intestine, the duodenum, and there are more enzymes released there from the gallbladder and the pancreas and so on. A lot of the nutrient absorption happens in the small intestine, the duodenum, the jejunum, and the ileum. And the function of the large intestine or the colon is really to extract fluid from the products of digestion back into the bloodstream so that you end up with a formed stool at the end. So all along this digestive superhighway, things are very specialized in terms of enzymes that are secreted, different nutrients that are absorbed, and so on. And it all works in concert so that ideally we eat and then we have a healthy bowel movement sometime around the next morning. That's how it's supposed to work when everything's going well. But again, when you're eating late at night, often not enough time for everything to get through, you end up with bloating because things are slower. You sort of have a sleepy stomach at night, a sleepy digestive system in general. You're bloated. And then you also trigger reflux. Reflux in most people is triggered not by an overproduction of acid, but by inappropriate relaxation of that lower esophageal sphincter, the little valve between the esophagus and the stomach that holds everything in after you swallow. And if you overfill your stomach, which is about the size of your fist, what happens is you overpower that valve and it pops open, and acid as well as undigested food pop up into the esophagus, and they're very irritating. So most of us, the vast majority of us, can control acid reflux without any medication, but just by eating smaller meals earlier in the evening.
So bloating, is bloating caused, or the symptom of bloating that people feel, is that air in the gut, or is it undigested food in the gut, or what is that bloating?
The definition of bloating is, when most people think of it, it's excess air, but it can also be products of digestion, and it can be a combination. Because, of course, when the food is digested, the products of digestion include hydrogen and methane gas and so on. But most people think of bloating as excess air.
When we come back, another set of questions. One from Donna on eating low-fat or fat-free ice cream and why you feel bloated after that. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. And remember, the Bloat Cure, it's a great book.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water.
Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders.
Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health,
because every system in your body depends on water.
People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app.
Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that helps you take control of you and your family's health so you can live at the highest quality of life for the longest time. The Bloat Cure is who we are talking to now with Robin Chutkan. Robin is the author of Gut Bliss and her website. She's a physician, by the way, trained at Columbia, who practices at Georgetown in Washington, D.C., as well as, I'll let her tell you, the women's, she's actually the founder of the Digestive Center for Women in Washington, D.C. She's also an avid snowboarder. I'm not going to talk to her about that or her marathon running because we just don't have time, because the questions are so good and they're coming in so fast. Donna asks, and by the way, what I learned about in the first little segment from a question that Rachel asked was that the gut has, or the stomach has, its own sleep-wake cycle and doesn't like to contract a lot at night when the sun goes down. So you want, that's one of the reasons why you want to eat bigger meals in the morning and at lunchtime the way the Europeans do, and smaller at dinner. It's also a reason why, and she suggested, instead of someone who has a problem with acid reflux, the smaller meals at dinner time should help, as well as substituting some whole wheat crackers in place of the whole wheat bread she ate at night. The second thing we're going to learn about is this question from Donna, which is, she has low-fat and fat-free ice cream. I assume it's at night, but I don't know that. But she says she feels bloated every time after eating low-fat or fat-free ice cream. What's the cause of that? Is there something in low-fat or fat-free ice cream that gives her bloating?
Absolutely. So, Donna, the first thing that you should be thinking about is whether you might be lactose intolerant, because the lactose in milk is not dependent on how much fat is in there, whether it's skim or low-fat or even fat-free. So if you're lactose intolerant, any sort of ice cream could be giving you bloating.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Robin, I forgot to tell you, she says, but not with regular ice cream.
Not with regular ice cream. Well, there you have it. So it doesn't seem like it's lactose intolerance. But a couple things. I'm not a huge fan of modifying food from its original form. So ice cream, by definition, is a high-fat food. When you start to change it, you take out the fat, you have to put something else in. When they take the fat out of dairy, they often put in things like oxidized cholesterol and other fillers so that it still has substance to it and it still has the right consistency. So there may be something that they're putting in there as a filler to help it maintain a good consistency that's bothering you. Another thing to think about is whether the ice cream you're eating also has artificial sweeteners in it, because artificial sweeteners don't get absorbed in the small intestine, so they don't contribute calories. But what happens is they end up in the large intestine where they get fermented by gut bacteria and they produce a lot of gas and bloating. So if your low-fat ice cream also has artificial sweeteners in it, that could absolutely be the reason that it's causing you some bloat. I would take a good look at the ingredients, and I probably, if the regular ice cream doesn't bother you, I'd probably go back to that, but just eat a little less of it. No, your
now,
body's really the best, gives you the best feedback about what you tolerate.
Now, this is an interesting one because it relates to something I often do and I say on the show that people can do, is if they want a dessert at dinner, I tell them to have and this is a guy who wrote in, Gregory, and so thank you, Gregory, because most of our questions come from women, it turns out. But Gregory writes, he said, I do what you do, Dr. Mike, and have a little chocolate, that is those little finesse chocolate 22-calorie eggs or discs, and he said, I have a glass of red wine in the evening. If I setting myself up for acid reflux the way Dr. Chutkin commented, by eating late at night and alcohol late at night?
Gregory, it sounds like you're being very moderate in your habits, which I commend you for. So one glass of red wine and a small piece of dark chocolate, I think you'll tolerate that very well. But, you know, the proof is really in the pudding. If you're having that at night and you're not having any uncomfortable symptoms, you're not having any heartburn, you're not bloated, you don't feel uncomfortable, then I think you're fine. And certainly a small piece of dark chocolate is better than a big bowl of ice cream, right? And one glass of red wine, I think, is fine. So if you're tolerating it, I say enjoy.
And Gail writes a general question. She said, I have bloating almost constantly. What are the worst things I have to worry about, and how do I get rid of, how do I use your book to help me?
I would go really from page one, starting with one of the first ones on there, which I think is the air swallowing, the aerophagia. It might be the acid blockers, actually. I would go through that, but I want to also raise a little bit of a red flag. Persistent bloating can be a sign of more ominous things, and I'm sure this is not the case with you, but things like ovarian cancer can cause persistent bloating. Bloating that is due to food usually ebbs and flows. Most people wake up in the morning, they're pretty flat, and as the day progresses, they start to expand. They feel like the Michelin man or woman by the end of the day. So if you're bloated all the time, that might be a good time to check in with your physician and have them do some testing. Just make sure there's not something in the abdomen or pelvis, like a mass or lesion, that's causing things to protrude, if it really is persistent and somewhat constant bloating.
And what tests would that physician run?
Well, I think the first test, if we're thinking about something like ovarian cancer, would be an ultrasound of the abdomen and pelvis. An ultrasound is a very non-invasive test. It doesn't use any radiation. It just uses sound waves. So an ultrasound would be a good imaging test. And then just some general blood work to make sure there's no anemia, which can be a sign of blood loss, to make sure the liver enzymes are normal, that there's no evidence of anything being spread to the liver. So a basic history and physical with maybe an ultrasound and some blood work. If they're more concerned, then maybe a more invasive imaging test like a CAT scan might be indicated. But I think even just a good pelvic exam can go a long way too.
So the book is called The Bloat Cure. The Bloat Cure, 101 Natural Solutions for Real and Lasting Relief by Robin Chutkan, C-H-U-T-K-A-N. Her website is gutbliss.com. Is that right?
That's absolutely right.
Robin?
That's absolutely right.
Gutbliss.com. And Rachel, who is the person who asked the first question, is the one who's getting a book. I didn't even know there was a book, but I got a copy from our producer saying there's an extra book for the best question. I think Rachel's was the best question. So I probably should give it to Gregory since we don't have guys ask questions very often, but this one goes to Rachel. So thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Donna, for questions. Robin Chutkan, The Bloat Cure, a wonderful book. Robin, thank you very much. We're going to have you on more often than every couple of years. And this is a wonderful book. It goes through the 101 things. Stay tuned. We'll be back for the second hour right after these important messages and the news.